The great soul singer and songwriter Curtis Mayfield died yesterday. He was 57. His health had been deteriorating since 1990, when he was the victim of a freak stage accident. He was performing at an outdoor concert before an audience of about 10,000 in Brooklyn, New York, when a lighting scaffold was blown over by a gust of wind and fell on Mayfield, breaking his neck, leaving him paralyzed from the neck down. Last year, his right leg was amputated because of diabetes related to his injury. We're going to remember him with an interview recorded in 1993. Curtis Mayfield's legacy includes his hits with The Impressions, such as Keep on Pushin', It's All Right, We're a Winner, People Get Ready, and Gypsy Woman. He also wrote the score for the 1972 film Superfly. Here's the title track, which made it into the top 10. I know that when you were growing up, your grandmother had a church, the Traveling Soul Spiritualist Church. Did you hear her preach a lot?
Oh, yes. Reverend A.B. Mayfield, Annabelle Mayfield. And, of course, I heard her preach a lot. And I probably, even in my sleep, subconsciously observed a whole lot of her sermons. And I believe through herself and my mother, who was quite fond of all types of music and poems and things of that sort. She used to read to me a lot of the old Paul Laurence Dunbar writings and lyrics, and I was quite acquainted with the limericks and Dr. Seuss of the old years. And and of course, I identified with her teaching me a few things on the piano as a youngster. So through these two ladies, I believe over the years I've carried out not only my ambitions but theirs as well.
Now, did you sing in her church?
Yes, I did. As I became older, around 7, 8 years old, I became acquainted with my cousins, who was a part of the church, and they started a group known as the Northern Jubilees. And I believe this is what sort of laid out my fundamentals as to harmonies, because I can recall years ago of our playing and my watching this black and white specialty record, which was 78 RPMs then, and listening to such artists as Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers, the Five Blind Boys, and of course you'd have to wind up this Victrola that we had and insert needles every so many records to keep, you know, to keep it going proper. And this is how I got started, I believe, with my harmonies.
What part did you sing in the group?
I was always a tenor.
When you started playing guitar and started writing songs, were they secular songs or gospel songs?
They were what I would think pop songs, you know. While I have written a few gospel songs, what would be looked upon as gospel, I call them more inspirational. Such songs as People Get Ready and Keep on Pushing. Keep on Pushing actually was written as a gospel song. However, I found that all I need do was change one lyric or one word, and it was pop for us.
What, the word was God that you would change?
That's right. Instead of God gave me my strength, I said I've got my strength. And it don't make sense not to keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way. Somehow, 'cause I've got my strength, and it don't make sense not to keep on pushing.
You became the lead singer of The Impressions after Jerry Butler left. And the first hit that you had with you as lead singer was Gypsy Woman. This was, I think, 1961. So you wrote the song, you sang lead. It's a great record. It's funny, the lyric is about something that I'm sure you had absolutely no firsthand knowledge of. You know, a gypsy woman who, you know, all through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men. I mean, did you know any gypsy women when you wrote this?
No. And you're absolutely, that's absolutely true. But I saw lots of Western movies.
Oh, right. I'm sure I saw the same ones.
Yes. And it's funny, 20, 25 years later, I'm in Germany, and I'm performing in concert, and I'm hearing people, you know, calling for Gypsy Woman, which was in the repertoire, but I hadn't come to it yet. And after the show, I had an interview, such as what we're doing now, and the interviewer spoke in terms of there being lots of gypsies in the place, which was out of the ordinary. Gypsies never came to concerts. And, of course, they asked me about it, and I had no idea other than maybe the song. They liked the song. Well, after the interview, across the street, I'd been invited to a restaurant where there was about 50 to 75 gypsies. All the men sitting in a circle and their women in the middle. And when I walked in the place, they gave me a standing ovation, great applause. And one of the gentlemen came up to shake my hand and they say, "Curtis, we've been waiting for you for 20 years.
Why don't we play The Impressions, People Get Ready? And maybe before we hear it, you could tell us about how you wrote the song, when you wrote it, what was going through your mind then?
Well, I can't really recall when I wrote this particular song, but this is a perfect example of what I believe has laid in my subconscious as to the preachings of my grandmother and most ministers when they reflect from the Bible. You know, people get ready, there's a train coming, there's no hiding place. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board.
Curtis Mayfield, recorded in 1993. He died yesterday at the age of 57.